Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. To begin, let me explain the sermon title for today, the Tendentious Trinity. What does this word mean? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines tendentious as follows: marked by a tendency in favor of a particular point of view, biased. And the Holy Trinity is tendentious because this God, the one true God, the only God there is, was, and ever shall be, this God wants you to not only love him and know why you should love him, he also wants you to know who he is so you aren't led astray by false gods, by false teachings, ideas that are from the mind of corrupt humanity. This God isn't simply the big man upstairs, the Lord who is up there floating around in the universe light years away. He wants you to know who he is. You can know who God is by the things he does. The Bible records the tendencies of this one true God, and his tendencies include creating and giving life, saving, redeeming, making sinners holy, displaying his glory for all to see. Martin Luther would call this the proper work of God. This Lord is extremely biased, in other words, towards life, salvation, towards holiness, towards displaying his glory. And so the more you know about what he does, you can begin to know more about who he is. We teach our children gradually about certain matters as they grow up. For example, Mom, Dad, how are babies made? We love getting that question as our kids get older. But we give them what they can handle as is appropriate for the years. In the same way, throughout history, God has tendentiously taught us about himself. And again, he teaches you about himself by what he does, but also by what he says. He wants you to know him as the only God, the one true God, and the Bible records this God who wants to be known and gives us his name, Yahweh. I am who I am, the Lord told Moses many, many years ago. Many years after the time of Moses, Jesus clearly states this in the great missionary passage from Matthew 28. Go out into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you, even always to the end of the age. The Lord, the great I Am, reveals to you, to me, to all of creation that he is Father, he is Son, he is Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the one true God, world without end. The tendentious Trinity, you must remember, is offensive, as tendentious people often are. Likewise, the Bible, which again is a clear, accurate record of the tendencies of the Lord God Almighty, is offensive too. For the Bible to confess that this God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the only God, the true God, and for Christians to confess that this Bible accurately and faithfully articulates the works and the words from God, you're going to make people upset. To say the Bible is the definitive and final revelation of the one true God who is revealed to you, to all the world, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is offensive. Why does this tendentious Trinity cause offense through the Bible, through his self-revelation, through his very words? Because this means that there are many, many people who are wrong about God. And being wrong about God is not something you want to be. Your eternal destiny rides on who God is, who he truly is, and what he has said about himself. You may not understand what God always does or what God always says all the time. That's to be expected. Abraham, Job, Peter, David, the many saints of the Old Testament and the New Testaments didn't always understand the Lord perfectly and clearly. Even the Jews in Jesus' day struggled and flat out didn't believe when Jesus said things like this: Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. How can a man say such things about his own words? Or when Jesus says things like, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Who does Jesus think he is? God? Well, yes. Yes, he does. That's who exactly he thinks he is. He is God with skin and bones, the God who breathes, who eats, who will one day be crucified, resurrected, and ascended to the right hand of the Father. What kind of God would expose himself to such things? The one true God, that's who. The God who told Israel through Moses, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, is the same God revealed in Jesus Christ, the same Jesus who says in John chapter 8, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, he sent me. And later in John chapter 10, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. Only the Holy Spirit can help us see this truth of God, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thanks be to God that he has, and he has done that through the scriptures and through the faithful teaching and preaching ministry of the church for the last couple thousand years. What an offensive God this is, the tendentious Trinity who's always been and ever shall be biased towards revealing himself in his works and in his words, especially in guiding all of human history, guiding all of humanity to the Savior of the world, his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Sadly, many are led astray by false teachings, teachers, gods of their own making, Unitarians, Oneness Pentecostals, Christian Scientists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Muslims, and we can even throw in there some who are a part of what we might label liberal Christianity or watered-down Christianity, to name a few groups. Those who deny the Holy Trinity therefore deny the truth of the Bible, the truth of God, the truth revealed by our Lord Jesus Christ. And even to our Jewish friends and neighbors, we must say, they are a bit wrong and misguided. The God we proclaim, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the same God of Abraham, Noah, Moses, David, all the prophets that witnessed to him. To deny the Trinity is to deny not only Jesus, the Son of God, but also to deny the Father himself. That's why Jesus says in our reading from John chapter 8, to the Jews gathered, and he's speaking to people who thought they knew God all their lives, and Jesus says to them, you have not known him because you deny me. But we are still called to converse, to talk with our Jewish, Muslim, Unitarian, Mormon, and so on, our friends and neighbors who don't know who God truly is, that they might know who he truly is in all of his fullness and all of his glory and all of his beauty. Now, is that offensive? Is that tendacious? Is that biased to say that someone is wrong about God? Well, yes, it is. To call into question someone's long-held beliefs can be earth-shaking, but they can also be life-changing. And so take a page from God's playbook and be tendentious about things. Have the ongoing tendency to talk about God in explicitly Trinitarian terms. Be copious in your references to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be prepared to point out in the Bible where the Trinity is explicit. Be prepared to talk about why the Bible, especially the New Testament, can be trusted. In a word, be biased towards the truth. Be biased towards the truth that many of you have inherited, that you have been given. Be biased to the name in which you have been baptized, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For someone to change their views on God, it's like putting on a whole new outlook on life. a whole new outlook on themselves, a whole new outlook on God and his tendentious ways, those biased ways and works and words of God that lead to life, that lead to salvation, that lead to redemption, holiness, and living in light of the glory of God. And this takes great care. This takes time, and this takes much prayer, talking with someone about God. And so share with them in manageable portions, as we would a child. Don't hit them with a ton of bricks and say, "Why don't you believe this? What's wrong with you?" Jesus could do that. You're not Jesus, so don't. Be patient, be tendentious, as the tendentious Trinity is, was, and ever shall be. After all, it is an act of God to have you, your friends, the people you know and love and trust, to believe in the one true God, the great I Am, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is an act of God that he keeps you in the one true faith. And that is exactly what the Lord is doing right here, right now, this very day. The tendentious Trinity has made it his life's work to correct mistaken views about himself, and he uses the church to do that. He uses ordinary people like you to help others see the glorious, beautiful truth of the triune God who saves sinners by the blood of Christ, who places his Spirit upon them as a guarantee of salvation for a place in the new creation. This Lord, this tendentious Trinity, does not want you or anyone else to be mistaken about him. Eternal destinies are riding on this truth that the Trinity has tendentiously doled out throughout the ages. God is biased, and thanks be to God that he is, so that as many people as possible would take hold of his life, his salvation, his redemption, his holiness, the glory he displays for all to see. May this beautiful knowledge of God guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord this day and every day. Amen.